All right, we're back for another Father Son podcast. Today, Forrest wants to talk about video games, so I guess we're going to talk about Madden. How are you doing today, Forrest?
Good.
Good? How was your day?
Good.
Yeah, I didn't get to see you much today.
No, you were at work.
Yeah, and then I went to the gym. But I'm home now.
Yep.
I made dinner, but you didn't eat what I made.
No, yeah. I had Five Guys.
Yeah, you had Five Guys.
I indulged myself.
Yeah, I had plain chicken. That was kind of crappy.
Why didn't you salt and pepper it?
I don't like it. Salt and pepper. I was going to put barbecue sauce on, but I sat down and I was too lazy to get up.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Sometimes when you eat healthy, it feels good to eat healthy like that, even though it doesn't taste good. I just know my muscles are getting bigger and I'm getting leaner. It feels good.
What other nasty healthy stuff have you eaten?
I've eaten pretty much every nasty healthy thing you can ever think of.
What was the worst of it?
I don't know. I didn't really like kale that much. To be honest with you, the thing I hate probably the most out of everything that I have is those clumpy shakes. When the shakes get clumpy and the protein powder is clumpy, I hate that. Oh my God, it's the grossest thing. You know me, I always have that texture problem, so I don't like to eat certain textures.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to throw up every time. So I almost feel like I'm going to throw up every time I eat it.
What about chicken noodle soup? I mean,
I like
the chicken dumpling soup.
The chicken dumpling soup, I like
that's
that.
That's a little clumpy sometimes.
Yeah, but it's chewy. It's not like like you bite into it and it's powdery.
Oh.
You know?
So
it's just doughy, too. Like, yeah. Doughy's okay. It's just the texture of the chewiness. Mm-hmm. Texture issues. God, I always have that.
So we got Madden the first day it came out for the first time.
Yeah, Madden 2019. I bought you in 2018. This time you offered to go halfsies, but I just figured I'd pick it up for your birthday.
Yeah.
You did really well on your birthday this year.
Yeah.
So what can you tell the fans, or not the fans, the people listening, what else you got for your birthday?
The basketball hoop. Yeah. The adjustable basketball hoop.
Uh-huh. That was a pain in the butt to put together.
It took like 4 days.
No, it didn't.
3 days?
I worked on a Friday night and then Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. It took 2 days. Yeah. But, yeah.
But it sat in the yard for 2 days, too.
Yeah, and it was really hot.
And it was like 99 degrees out when I put this stupid thing together.
At night, at least, it was like 91.
Mm-hmm. And then I got a lot done. You know, you guys were just sleeping, and I put most of it together.
Yeah.
And the mom came out and helped with the end.
And then I came out and was...
pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Yeah. And then you got it up and you've been playing and you went to basketball camp. How'd you like basketball camp?
This summer?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. You know, wrestlers don't like basketball.
Because it interferes with the wrestling season.
Yeah. What do you think about wrestling this year?
I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, it's going to be rough. It's not going to be soft. No. It's going to be like when we went to Cobra that one time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hopefully you can deal with it emotionally now. I mean, you're a lot more grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can handle it. And you physically can handle it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
What'd you do at basketball camp?
Well, we basically went over a lot of the fundamentals, like protecting the ball. And working on dribble control and a couple moves, or just like normal and crossing over the ball from hand to hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked on shooting and we had lunches and stuff.
I love that you came home sore almost every day that I picked you up from camp. That made me happy. That means that you were working hard.
Yeah.
And what awards did you win?
I got best hustle and best teammate, I think. Yeah. And then...
and best teammate was voted by what? The
players.
The players,
and the
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect best hustle, dude. You're always hustling every sport you play. That's your probably your best attribute.
Yeah.
And same thing in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You were always a hustler.
Yeah.
I like that. That's me too.
I'm just thinking what position would I play since I'm probably not gonna get past 6'2".
You can be the guy that fouls out all the time. You're going to take out the other players. When the tall guys jump up, you're going to knock their legs so they land on their head. That would be my job if I played basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can pull the guy's pants down like the Harlem Globetrotters. Whoop! Pants them.
Madden 19 is pretty fun. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence about a lot of stuff, though. Like Josh Allen being a 74. Long shot.
For anyone that doesn't know, can you tell what long shot is?
A long shot is basically a story mode that they added in Madden 18, and they made it 2 this year. Mm-hmm. I think last year it wasn't too bad. I actually thought it was pretty good. But this year, when they followed it up, it was a little stupid at times.
Yeah. Don't tell me the story because I haven't played it yet. And I probably won't get to play it till mom's home, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Ultimate Team is probably better than ever. I haven't tried Franchise yet because, you know how you make all your characters before you do Franchise?
Yeah.
I'm doing that, and I'm, like, almost done.
Yeah,
and I'm going to replace my fake made-up Josh Jackson second cornerback and turn it into Paxton.
Oh, man, yeah, we always put our own guys into the games. What do you think about the gameplay?
It's interesting. The running game is a little weird.
What's weird about it?
Because it doesn't really match up with the ratings. Like, Carlos Hyde is an 81, but he's painfully slow. Like, the speed, like, is really bad this year. Like, I think he has
80. You just said like 18,000 times.
I think he has 89 speed.
If you listen to this podcast, you're going to hate yourself.
I think he has 89 speed and like 90 something acceleration.
Uh-huh.
And he's still really slow. So yeah. I think that they made speed a little too slow.
I see.
Because like backs that should be better are like not good.
You don't know until they get into the open though. The way you run, you guys never make any holes.
Yeah, because I always play with the teams with the really good running backs. And a lot of the teams with the really good running backs have terrible lines. And then they just make magic happen in real life.
So who won the game when we played when we first started?
You.
And it was Bills against the Browns.
Yeah.
And I smashed you.
And then
we Snapchatted the whole thing.
And when we did Madden Elites versus the Bills, you had a 7-point handicap. So I only won by 1 point.
Yeah. That's the best players at every position in the game against the Buffalo Bills. And he beat me by 1 point. Well, really 11 points. No,
I would have
9 points.
Yeah, I would have beaten you by 8 points.
Yeah.
Because 11 minus 3 is 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that 1 point comes because you were spot me something. I got you. Right. I was just thinking, how did I only win by 1? And then I figured it out. I'm just a little slow tonight.
One thing that I'm doing with my players this year is bulking them up and making them realistic instead of superhuman.
Yeah, superhuman's better because then they just run over everybody.
Well, they have superhuman stats, but they don't have superhuman bodies.
I like the way that the animations are this year. The Frostbite engine is much improved. Mm-hmm. The tackles look real. The players move real.
Yeah.
The celebrations, everything looks much more real. Mm-hmm. The crowd looks real. It's not flat anymore. The coaches look really good on the sidelines.
Yeah.
The commentary's not too much better.
The commentary is always on the fence sometimes and then better at times.
Yeah.
Because they pre-record all the lines, and most of the time, some of the lines are good, and then
some lines just don't make sense. Yeah. It's a problem.
But you can't really, if you're not live commentating something, it's kind of hard to, like, the computer program picks what lines it says.
They should just hire me to be the live commentator for everybody, and that's all I'll do for a living. I'll just commentate band games.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Not much.
How did you do with your chores today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good or good?
Pretty good.
What happened with the bathroom today?
I almost flooded it.
Yeah.
I tried to fix it, but I didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't. I showed you how to use the thing today, right?
Yeah.
Just plunger.
Yeah.
We have a good plunger, too. It's a double-sided plunger, so it fits in the hole, and you can... and get that crap right out of there, dude. And it's literally getting that crap right out of there. And why are you so much toilet paper?
That was just me being dumb and not paying attention.
Why do you not pay attention when you're wiping your butt?
I don't know.
That's something you should pay attention to. What if you get poop on your hands? How many times do you get poop on your hands?
Not a lot if I'm not sick.
Oh, that was a gross thought.
You brought up the bathroom. Just
peeing out of your butt.
You brought up the bathroom.
You got mud butt. You are a minority, so I guess it's okay that you have mud butt. Forrest is hitting himself on the head, and I can hear it on the mic. I don't know if you'll hear it on the recording. But you need to use a little bit less toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because we go through lots and lots of toilet paper, and I always thought maybe, I don't know what was going on with it, but I see what's going on with it now. I see how much toilet paper was in that toilet, dude. All our pipes are going to get plugged up, and it's expensive to fix.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so use less toilet paper.
Yeah.
I don't know. How much do you use? How much do you put in your hand?
Usually I fold over one.
Uh-huh. That was a lot more than one folded over.
Yeah.
That was like you wrapped your hand in toilet paper like you're about to go box. Wiped your butt, threw the whole thing in there, and did it over again. Huh. I'm not kidding, man.
It's disgusting. It's true, but it's disgusting, and it's on a public podcast.
Yeah.
This was going to get taken down for sure.
I'm shaming you into wiping your butt with less toilet paper because it's expensive, man.
I know.
All right.
That was just being dumb.
And the toilet paper itself is not really too expensive. I know you're smart enough to know that. But if we have to get the pipes fixed, that'd be expensive.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
And it'd be really expensive if you go somewhere else where you have poor plumbing. Or you're out on a date and you plug up your girlfriend's toilet and there's poop and toilet paper all over her floor. And you're like, I gotta go. And you just jump out the window. And then maybe we lose the one girl that would be the perfect girl for you. And I don't want to see that happen. So to stop you from ruining your date by putting poop all over her floor and toilet paper, please use less toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? You want to embarrass me?
I don't have anything to say.
You don't have anything
except to say? That you didn't season your chicken.
I didn't season my chicken. I ate it plain right off the grill. Ah, it was awful. I didn't even put any sauce on it.
You did train with killers today.
I did train with some killers today, man.
That's
Solomon Renfro, Maverick champion. Eric Herbert, one-time world KOTC champion. Patchy Mix, two-time KOTC world champion. A host of other amateur champions. Some other pro fighters. It was good training, man. Yeah. Good training today.
Mm-hmm. And it was all sparring, too.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. Kids' class was pretty good today, too.
That's like the perfect day.
Dude, today has been a great day. It was one of the best days in a long time. Everything went good everywhere today. Mm-hmm. No problems. Work was pretty good today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dinner wasn't that great, but everything else was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else to add on?
Not really.
You got killed in chess at the gym. You want to talk about that?
No. I just got killed in chess.
Yeah.
I'm not good at thinking.
Who beat you?
Zayna?
Yeah. You know what? She also said that you're way better than me. So she said that you see the board better than I do and that you're better at everything.
I did but chess club with one of her
coaches, yeah. Mr. I forgot.
Mr. McDuffie?
Yeah, Mr. McDuffie. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. McDuffie. I forgot your name for a second.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is a good guy. I like him too. He really cared about the students and that said a lot about him to me.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to study her strategy book and try and beat her?
Yeah, I'm going to have find some time to do that. I probably won't even get a chance to look at the book until after I get smashed by her again. But I will take some time to look online while I'm taking Dukas at work. Huh.
Yeah.
And when you're at work, you can use all the toilet paper you want. Just don't do it at home.
I feel like the way that you're treated at work, you should just sneak out into the bathroom and plug all their toilets.
Yeah, we have a plumber for that. The poop used to run down the wall for a little bit over there.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, they mistreat you really bad.
Every place mistreats you really bad.
Except only good for, like, companies the colleges.
Don't. No, the colleges. Let's not even get into that. There's a whole other discussion about college life and academia.
The college, no, like when you work for a college, it's usually better than when you work for a company like OSC.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's a podcast for a different day.
Well, the shops are cleaner at least.
Oh, you're talking about Mr. Mike, Uncle Mike's shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, his place is nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother's a machinist and he works for Clemson. Mm-hmm. And, do you know about the other surprise that I have for you?
What?
We were going to fly down to Clemson and we're going to watch the Syracuse game, me and you.
Oh, yeah. I remember. You told me that a while ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to order the tickets this week. I got to get a check. My check has to clear the bank before I can order the tickets because I don't have enough money.
When are we going down?
September something. We're going to leave Friday night and we're going to come back Sunday.
Oh, that's
during cool. school, so you're not going to miss any school.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave after work on Friday. We're going to go to the airport. We're going to fly to Carolina. We're going to get picked up by Uncle Mike or Grandma Joanne or whatever. Hang out for the day. Go to Clemson. Watch the football game. They're playing Syracuse. I picked the Syracuse game, so a little local flair. Don't cheer for Syracuse because we're going to get beat up by all the Clemson fans. But you can actually get into Clemson and you can experience a college football game and a, mm-hmm. you know, a world-class atmosphere. And then we'll come back and we'll hang out and then we'll fly out Sunday.
Guess what receiver bust from our team? Guess what draft bust is from Clemson that was on the Buffalo Bills?
What's that?
Sammy Watkins.
He wasn't a bust.
He was a bust for where we drafted him.
Yeah. If you're a bust.
Didn't we draft him at 4?
We traded first round draft picks for him and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he should be like one of the best receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We drafted him at like top 10. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. Any more reflections on life? Anything deep or profound to say?
Not really. Not today.
Okay. How's your butt? That's as profound as I can be right now. Dying. You enjoy doing this podcast again?
Besides today's all the toilet jokes, yeah.
Yeah. Did I make you blush?
I think.
A little bit. I made you blush a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on making people blush. I like that.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's cool.
That's like mean.
It's a little mean. Sometimes it's cool.
I made Mr. Mikey Scholl for the first time.
What's that?
I made a Mr. Mikey Scholl.
Oh, in the game?
Yeah, returner.
Is he really good?
He's a returner.
Yeah.
He's a really good returner.
Did you make him have a nice butt like in real life?
Kind of. I don't know.
Why are you looking at guys' butts?
You're the one who says that all the time, not me.
I'm just teasing you, dude.
I don't say that.
I'm just messing with you. Did you laugh at this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one. I had fun doing this one. Last one was deep. This one's funny. We can't make them all important.
No.
Sometimes we just got to goof around.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow? You don't know?
We'll see what the day brings.
Okay. Hopefully it brings something more intelligent than talking about poop.
Yeah.
Don't flood the toilet tomorrow. You're never going to hear the end of it. Thank you again for doing your work and hanging out with me and getting mm-hmm. everything done. I really appreciate it. You took your time. You came back. You helped me do the bottles yesterday.
Yeah.
Dude, we've been working hard, man. We got life going on good. All right? I love you, dude.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
Love you, too.
All right. It's like we're saying goodbye, but we're just going to go in the other room. All right. To everyone listening to this, have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Forrest and Jeff. We're out of here. Yeah. We should do Easter eggs like Mr. Ray. I do. Your poop stinks too. Oh, pick up the paper towels on the floor when you're done.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's get out of here.